In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit that he'll give us a lot of light in our conversation now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Fatima, St. Michael the Archangel. Given that today's Gospel, we have Jesus casting out a devil, today I'd like to give you a brief summary of a very famous book that was written maybe about 15 years ago by the chief exorcist of Rome. His name was Gabriel d'Amorth. And I'd just like to go through one of the chapters where this chief exorcist of Rome goes through the various ways that the devil attacks us. Because we have to recognize the fact that the devil is out there to tempt us, to draw us away from God. And the three principal enemies in our spiritual life would be the devil, the flesh, and the world. So what does Gabriel d'Amorth say about the different attacks of the devil? First would be temptation. What is temptation? A temptation is an invitation from the devil for us to offend God. Temptation is not a sin, but it's an invitation. It's a provocation. It's a seduction. It's an alluring. So temptation is not a sin. On the contrary, if you're tempted and you're rejected, you actually become more holy. Then what would be the next? Well, obsession. Let's talk about an obsession. See how far we get today in our talk. We could continue maybe even tomorrow. But obsession would be this. You have a fixed idea in your mind. You can't seem to get rid of that fixed idea. And the fixed idea is something that's negative. It's sinful. The married couples that are listening, you probably laugh at this, but I think you know what I mean. Say, for example, your name is Lupe and you're married to Juan. And over the past week, it's really been tense. You've been quarreling, disagreeing, fighting, at least verbally, over many things. And you arrive at a point where you're no longer talking to your husband. In other words, there's this kind of cruel silence. And the children are aware of the tension. So you find yourself in this state of desolation. What might the devil do related to the whole idea of a diabolical obsession? I'll tell you. The devil brings to your mind your old boyfriend, the ex novio. Maybe his name is Luisito. El famoso Luisito. Louis boy. You're thinking about, Luisito. Where is he now? What is he doing now? Boy, he was so handsome, so attractive, so elegant, so debonair. a real caballero, a real gentleman. He was my boyfriend before this guy now. There you are, sleeping next to this guy. He's put on 75 pounds. He's snoring like a bear. You got a bad breath. That could probably kill a horse. No? Luisito, 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 where are thou, Luisito? And you can't seem to get Luisito out of your mind. Luisito, where are you? And that has become an obsession. It's a fixed idea. You can't seem to get out of your mind. So that's, you got to be aware of it. That is one of the tactics of the devil. You find yourself in desolation. You're not getting along well with the person you should be loving most on earth. And the devil sees your kryptonite, your weak point, and he places this idea in your mind, Luisito, and you can't seem to get that out of your mind. It's not simply a temptation. So temptation can be like a flash. Temptation can be very, very quick, like a flash, like a lightning flash across the sky. The obsession, what is the obsession? It's a prolonged temptation. And this obsession could be a day. It could be 2 days. It could be a week. It could be 10 days. And if you don't reject it, you end up by calling Luisito, where are you? Start to talk to him on the phone, send messages, and before you know it, you're already committing adultery of the heart. So that's enough for today. We've talked about two of the ways that the devil can tempt us, attack us. Shorter temptations and the diabolical obsession. Here we have St. Michael the Archangel. So call on Mary and call on St. Michael the Archangel, and we can end up by winning the battle. So see you tomorrow.